I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West. Tom Lydon is back on the show to bring us another ETF. And of course, he's been at one of the biggest ETF conferences in the world this week, the Inside ETF Conference. So he's fresh off of that and back to home. And if you want to see everything that's been going on at the ETF, the Inside ETFs conference, well, ETFtrends.com, his website, will be covering it and covering all of the things that break out afterwards for weeks. Now, they always cover all things ETF related, not just Tom's picks and what looks good to Tom, but everything that's a development from new funds to what managers are thinking and much, much more. And if you want to check it out, well, you should. If it at all sounds right for you, learn more about ETFs there. ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
the ProShares Investment Grade Interest Rate Hedge ETF, ticker symbol IGHG.
IGHG, the ProShares Investment Grade Interest Rate Hedged ETF. Interest rate hedged and investment grade. So investment grade tells me bonds. Interest rate hedge tells me you're worried about inflation or at least rising rates here.
Well, that's really been one of the main issues that advisors have been tackling at this conference this week, Chuck. A lot of people feel, with the new administration, the fact that the Fed has already started to hike rates, as you point out, we're already seeing inflation kind of creep its head a little bit higher. The Fed will be forced to raise rates if Trump's pro-growth policy continues. What that does to bonds is it decreases the value of bonds over time, especially treasuries. With that in mind, what we've got here is a compilation of mostly investment-grade corporate bonds and the yields that go along with them, with the ability to shorten up the duration by putting in some short treasury swaps, which make the duration in this ETF effectively zero. That takes away a lot of that interest rate threat when the Fed were to hike rates again.
People on the show have heard this week Steve Goldberg from Tweddell Goldberg Investing and Kiplinger's Personal Finance say that his favorite fund was the Vanguard Short-Term Corporate Bond Fund, which, of course, is a traditional fund in the corporate bond space, because corporate bonds right now, especially if they're short term, really smart, savvy play. But he lacks the rate hedging when he makes that kind of a choice. So for you, is this a case of you mix this with your traditional corporate bond fund?
With your overall income allocation in general, you know, most advisors, as you know, benchmark their fixed income allocation to the Barclays Aggregate Index. And the Barclays Ag have a combination of both treasuries, corporates, and high yield. The treasury component is probably most susceptible during rising rates, especially long maturity treasuries. So what we do from a defensive standpoint, and as you mentioned right there, short term, so you shorten up in duration. What happens when you shorten up in duration? You give up those higher yield opportunities that you see with longer duration opportunities. So here's an innovative way in an ETF where you can keep longer duration corporates, get that higher yield. However, it's hedged internally by shorting treasuries, so effectively bringing that duration to zero. It's another way, Chuck, and you and I have a good time talking about this. The ETF industry has really evolved. It's no longer buying an ETF that represents the S&P 500. These smart, innovative strategies really work well during certain periods of time. And during rising rates, investors will feel it. It's not just, yeah, it's nice, I'm getting a little bit greater yield, but when you look at that net asset value of the mutual fund that you're in, or the price of that ETF, or even the price of the bond itself, that will decline when rates raise.
And you talk about the yield here. There's an important thing for people to know, which is when you're looking at something that is rate hedged, you think there's a cost to hedging, but that cost does not come from lower yield, does it?
No, it doesn't. And really, the cost is incredibly small by really just buying swaps. Swaps internally, you can get a lot of power by a little bit of a swap allocation. That really maintains a decent yield. So in this case, IGHG has a yield of 3.66%. Pretty good during a period where you may have rising rates for an extended period of time. And most of the quality, as I said before, is pretty high from the corporate side.
200-day moving average play on this?
I think today people need to get really serious. If you're buying and holding a fixed income allocation or, you know, bonds personally, you know, if you don't hold them to maturity, you're susceptible to those rising rates. So I would say this, look in your portfolio based on your overall allocation. If you're buying and holding fixed income, make sure that A, you don't have long duration, and B, you swap something out here. To say specifically, it really would have to matter on the person. But honestly, this might work well from a trend standpoint, but it really is more of a defensive measure.
200-day moving average is less important in this case than the move that you are making driven by current events and current conditions.
For decades, we felt bonds are safe. That is going to change in the coming years, and we have to wake up and realize that.
Tom, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to reading the rest of the coverage from the Inside ETFs conference. It's been great seeing the stuff this week. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody, and his ETF of the week, the ProShares Investment Grade Interest Rate Hedged ETF. That's the IGHG, and a perfect fund for these times. That's why it is the ETF of the week. To learn more, go check out Tom's site. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and at Tom Lydon.